Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a penny and a quarter, May wheat down a penny and three quarters, and May beans down 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 71 ticks. We're down to 98.72. That's more than 5 cents off the highs, more than a 5% break. We should start to see a little bit of stimulation with some export business with the cheaper dollar out here. But crude oil is down another 72 a barrel, so that offsets it a little bit out here. Dow Jones looks to open up about 175 points lower here. I guess there's a lot of concern about what's going to be happening with the Trump administration, so it's putting some pressure on the stock market. Now, the funds, they're heavily short the wheat, 133 wheat. They're back short pretty much on the corn, 85,000 contracts. The government has them long 60, but that doesn't include Thursday or Friday's action. I think they're closer to even in the beans. They show them short about 27,000 oil, long about 60,000 meal. Again, I think they're much less long in the meal than the report after Thursday and Friday's actions out here. We didn't see any export sales today despite the lower dollar. Obviously, plenty of rain around the country. A lot of the dry places are getting rains, Texas, Oklahoma. Maybe too much rain, a lot of hail. There could be certainly some hail damage out there. But for the most part, the rains will be beneficial for most of the wheat crops. But again, it's going to delay some of the corn plantings out here. So, you know, a month ago, we thought with the great weather we were seeing, we could see early corn plantings. Since then, the weather has really turned pretty miserable. And I think we're going to see some delays out there, which could mean less corn acres and pushing into more bean acres out here. So, you know, again, with the dollar strong, we've got the reports on Friday. I wouldn't want to be short corn or wheat going into those reports. The beans still may have some downside here if the funds want to get short. But, you know, once we get through these reports, I'm probably more inclined to look at the long side of corn, wheat, and beans than I am anything else out here. Not a whole lot of news out here today. Obviously, the intentions report on Friday will govern this market. General consensus is if we come in with corn acres under 90 million, it'll be friendly. Over 91 million, it'll be bearish. You know, again, depending on what the report says, if the spring weather remains cold and wet out here, that's certainly going to delay plantings, and that could add more bean acres and less corn acres out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.